Recognized for excellence in news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the 1033 WZND News Team brings you the latest in local and national news. Your bottom of the hour news starts now, only on 1033 WZND.
It's 21 degrees on the campus of Illinois State University. Good morning, I'm Will Farlow. Here's your news now at 10:30. The Illinois ISU All-Men's Acapella Group Acafellas have their end of the semester concert on Saturday. Ethan Runberg, a member of the group, was asked what song he's most excited to show people. This was his response.
The song that I'm most excited to show people would have to be No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande, because everybody will recognize it and they'll get super hyped. It's just a lot of fun to sing.
The concert will be at 7:30 p.m. this Saturday at the ISU Bone Student Center. The Illinois State University Program Board is hosting its Chillax event tonight. The event gives students a chance to chillax and take a study break from their final exams. The Chillax event goes from 9 p.m. to midnight tonight in the ISU Bone Student Center first floor. Five hostages and a child have lost their lives in a recent bank raid in Brazil. According to BBC.com, six robbers took the lives of the hostages during the bank raids that took place in the city of Milagres, Brazil. The six robbers later lost their lives during a gun battle with Brazilian police. Your sports and 103.3 WZND weather are next. WZND news time is 10:32.
Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
Be a part of something truly special and join the over 86,000 members of the Special Olympics of Illinois. Bloomington is the home of Area 6 where participants can compete in a variety of events. If you or someone you know is interested in participating in the Area 6 Special Olympics, call 309-888-2551.
The Illinois State women's basketball team and their newcomer, Lexi Wallen, hit the road tonight to face Northern Kentucky University. The Rebels coming into tonight's road matchup at an overall record of 3-4 on the year and look to improve that tonight on the road. The game kicking off tonight at 6 p.m. The Chicago Blackhawks lost their road matchup last night, falling to the Las Vegas Golden Knights 4-3. The Chicago Bulls host the Oklahoma City Thunder with the tip-off from the United Center set for 7 p.m. And taking a look at your 103.3 WZND weather forecast, it's currently still partly snowy and sunny on the campus of ISU. Those winter temperatures sticking around with a high of 21 currently. Tonight, a low back in the teens of 19 and a high in the early 30s of 31 degrees tomorrow. With 60 newscast a week and 24/7 online coverage, 103.3 WZND brings your news now. For the last time, this is Will Farlow.
Yeah, so unfortunately, this was Will Farlow's last ever newscast at WZND, so he had a few words he wanted to say, so I'm going to let him have the floor.
So just, I can't put it to words. I tried figuring out what to say today, so here goes nothing. I'm going to give it a shot. I want to start with a quote that's from my words a few years ago. Life is full of risks, opportunities every day. It's a choice for the individual to take that risk and opportunity and change their lives forever. And joining WZND, I originally was trying out for some Bionic Band here when I transferred in. So D&D took a chance on a junior transfer that was very talkative. As you guys hear, I am on the mic, so I love to talk. And I got to share that with all of you. You know, all of you listened to me within the five semesters I was here, whether it was newscast, sports call, or any actuality or rap I did that was on the airwaves. It has been such a pleasure, and I remember how excited I was to be hired on the staff. It was actually, Zach, it was Mike Miletich, Steve Rizal, and Lou Janik, and they told me, you know, this is news and sports, and I told them, I remember it like it was yesterday, and they remember this. I said, it's not sports communication, it's news and sports in the radio. Mm-hmm. And I knew that coming in, so September 14th was my first newscast. That was with Lexi Landis. Didn't say a point three this time, so that felt good. But to this time, every day I'm on air from Z&D since the first time till now, it's felt like it was home, and it always will be. I know it will be for the future of this radio station. I know in my heart that this is not goodbye for good. I can't put to words right now how tough it'll be not doing another newscast or calling a sports game and seeing everyone down here, part of my second family I'll have moving forward. Life is part of the chapters in a book. Each chapter has its good and bad, along with the end one not being easy to leave behind, but the start of each chapter carrying on the past. I'm soon moving on to a new chapter that I'm about to embark on, and I know that everything I've done here, the people with me here will still be with me forever. Memories, experiences, and just a thank you to my family in You know, Lansing, Illinois, my mom and dad, I love you so much. Dad always tuned in to everything news and sports at work or anytime. Mom's tuning in right now at school, so shout out to my mom. I love you so much. And just I love my WZND family. And it will be hard to pass this on, but it's time. You know, there's a future coming to this great station. I'm glad to be part of that continued legacy that will be remembered in news and sports. So for the last time on the WZND airwaves, this is Will Rocky Farlow saying it's been a great pleasure calling news and sports for this radio station. And the next time you'll hear me, won't be here, but I'll be just like you right now, listening to the great future the station has. So, Zach, thank you for being my DJ. Yep. And for the last time, this is Will Rocky Farrell saying it's been a pleasure, WZND. Until next time, enjoy the future of news and sports. Thank you for your time.
Yep, thanks so much, Will. He asked me to play this song by the Struts. It's Could Have Been Me on 103.3 WZND Fuse Radio.